Hi, you're listening to Pinky's Paper House.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web in his eyes, catches thieves just like Roger Gale. Here comes a Spider-Man. This is strong, this is bold. He's got radioactive blood.
And I'm here with Michael Perry, and he's where that was just the Ramones doing.
That was doing the Amazing Spider-Man from the cartoon version of it on Saturday mornings.
And you're wearing a Johnny Ramone T-shirt.
I'm wearing the Johnny Ramone T-shirt that they sold at his funeral. Classy people that they are.
I always heard that he was the capitalist Ramone.
Johnny Ramone, when he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, thanked George Bush. And then Johnny died last year. I don't think he had a real funeral. They cremated him while he was dying. He was watching he's not buried. He's just...
Oh, because he's cremated.
Linda carries around his ashes or has him on her mantle or something.
Who's Linda?
Linda Ramone is Johnny Ramone's wife.
Do you get to be Linda Ramone if you never played in the band?
She is introduced as Linda Ramone.
Okay,
and
then
she calls herself
Linda
Ramone.
You do get Linda to be Ramone. Linda Ramone.
And they... Johnny Ramone, when he lay dying in Hollywood Hills, watched the funeral of Ronald Reagan, you know, with all the pomp and horses and hauling people around and laying in state. And he decided he wanted to have a statue. So he paid for the statue that they dedicated last week over at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
You're listening to Pinky's Paper House, and that was the Buzzcocks, and I am here with Michael Perry.
Hi, this is Michael Perry. I'm here with Pinky Paper House.
And I've been trying to ask him questions about what it's like to write for TV, because I'm clueless, and I have no idea.
So there's two different kinds of television writers. I mean, there's many different kinds, but in the realm that I might work in, there's drama writers and comedy writers. The comedy shows are usually a half hour, and they're created in a whole different way from the drama shows. And drama shows are what I work for, and you essentially, everything starts out as a series of conversations. If you're working on a pilot, begins as a conversation with people who might hire you to write it. If you're writing an episode for a television show, you might go and begin having a conversation with the person who is the ultimate boss, who's generally the writer who created the show, but not always. But generally speaking, you might walk down the hall and say, I have an idea for an episode where such and such happens. You might flesh it out some and then just write successively more detailed interpretations of that. You might start out with a paragraph and a page and 10 pages outline. At some point, somebody's going to say, go ahead and write a script. And a television script for a one-hour drama is about 60 pages long.
Because it's about a minute a page, right?
Roughly. Yeah, dialogue-heavy things tend to be longer in pages because they compress more quickly. Action-y things tend to be shorter because when you write Indians Storm the Fort, that only takes up a little bit on the page.
Or Car Chase Ensues.
Car Chase.
Maverick Chases Bad Guys.
Yes, those take a lot longer to shoot. Now, on a lot of shows, they, at some point during this process, will break out the whole story on a whiteboard or on a corkboard. And you'll sit there with 1 to 10 people in a room and say, in the first scene, this is what happens. You know, Maverick comes in and finds a dead body. And you might do a card per scene. And that can last anywhere from a half a day to infinite. Sometimes I've spent as long as 7 weeks in a room doing one episode. That was during an especially bad year with people who just nobody could say yes to anything. But generally speaking, you know, in a couple days you might break a story that way, and then you take off and write it. It'll go through some successive drafts, but generally speaking, they shoot it as written, just because there's no time to do anything but shoot it as written.
So this whole thing about so when there's a bunch of people sitting in a room, how do you decide who goes off and writes it?
Usually it'll be the person whose story it was. Somebody mm-hmm. will come in and say, I have an idea, I want to do an episode, and it takes place in an internet radio station where people are stealing IM logins and telephone callers are calling in, and it's, you know, a whole series of missed connections, and that did not happen. That did not happen. I'm just using that as a theoretical idea.
As a theoretical example.
And so the person who came in and pitched that, if people said, that's a great idea for a television episode of this
show.
Yeah,
that would be great.
That person, you might help them break it out, but they would then go write it. They would be rewritten, generally speaking. The last typewriter it goes through is usually the boss, and they tweak everything. And a lot of changes are made for mechanical reasons. If you name a person in your script, whatever name you make up is going to turn out to be some real person.
And yes. So
there's departments that tell you you can't. There's a real Pinky Paper House who lives in New Jersey.
And you just can't call her that.
That's right. So there's like a lot of mechanical, practical revisions and other things that you do because it's raining. We can't shoot that at such and such place. So while you're making the episode, you do a lot of little rewrites.